Welcome to Full Circle with Jerry Bryant. It's the classic Jesus music radio show. It's a look back at where it all began. This is Full Circle, looking back at the beginnings of today's contemporary Christian music. Now, here's your host, Jerry Bryant.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Bryant, and welcome to Full Circle, the classic Jesus music radio show, where I'm taking you back to where it all began. And this is the 300th episode of classic Jesus music. Started for me with number one so long ago. Now, 300 episodes about the love of God.
Lend an ear to a love song. Ooh, a love song. Let it take you, let it start. What can you hear in a love song if you can feel?
Song from Love Song on Full Circle. You know, there's a lot of great Christian music and Christian radio stations and podcasts out there. A lot more than when I first started in Christian broadcasting in 1972. So why am I doing this show? Well, why did God decide to use sound and frequency to capture the hearts of men? It's one of the many ways God can speak to us. He can use the beauty of creation, the stars, the heavens. Music is a universal language. God has given me the opportunity to collect a library of memories and share the history of this music on Full Circle Jesus Music. This program could very well help you remember the songs you grew up with or were inspired by, but you just forgot. Do you remember this song?
The sea of love.
Lighter Side of Darkness, Mustard Seed Faith. Now, while the music of the early Jesus movement was often raw and simple, in time, better sound equipment and recordings were developed that put this genre on the same level as secular music. I still remember how excited I was when the music I was playing started sounding professional. Some people who weren't listening to the lyrics didn't realize they were listening to Christian music. God used the power of the songs to capture their hearts. The power and the anointing on those songs penetrated the barriers of their mind and found a way in with truth. And you know, truth always sets people free. Next, one of the early pioneers of Jesus music during the Jesus Revolution of the late 60s and 70s and early 80s. I'm talking about a pioneer, Mr. Randy Stonehill, on Full Circle.
All alone, drifting wild like a ship that's lost out in the ocean. Everyone's a homeless child, and it's not hard to understand why we need a father.
Out your hand. Hey, everybody, this is Randy Stonehill, and I want to congratulate Jerry Bryant for reaching 300 episodes of Full Circle Jesus Music, taking you back to where it all began.
Thanks, Randy, and thanks for sharing your song on my 300th episode. By the way, you also shared King of Hearts on my 100th episode. But how do I begin to choose a song to play when an artist has literally hundreds of songs I could pick from? But this song described our admiration for our Lord, saying it in a different way, I guess. He's the King of Hearts. He's the King of my heart. Certainly Randy Stonehill, who's done this way over 50 years. And next, an artist who's right in the same category, Mr. Phil Kagi.
This is Phil Kagi, and I want to congratulate Jerry Bryant for 300 episodes of Full Circle Jesus Music, taking you back where it all began.
And now you know why we're going full circle back to where it all began. Phil Keaggy and the song that became my theme on this radio ministry. Phil graciously allowed me to use it, and I've been honored to do so. Also honored to have had the voice on the Full Circle theme produced by Stu Gray, a DJ and producer in his own right. We never dreamed we'd go this far, right, Stu? Thanks, my friend. Now, I've been asked this question before. How does Phil get all those sounds out of an electric guitar? Haven't you wondered? And haven't you wondered why God chose sounds and frequencies to capture the hearts of men? It's because your sound and your frequency was created by God from the beginning. I mean, you were born for sound. Now, with the Full Circle Jesus Music Show, I've had the opportunity to go full circle and play the songs from the beginning, such as this song by my longtime friend Nancy Honeytree. She was my guest in 1972 for my very first Jesus Solid Rock concert at the Upper Room Coffee House in Carbondale, Illinois. Nancy was a recent guest on episode number 287. I'll give you the website so you can go back and listen. This is a song I played so many times in those early years. Do you remember?
Lean before my Lord I stand, and in me not one blemish does he see. When I place all my burdens on him, he washed them off from me. Why did I wait so long to learn such a living song? Without seeing him, never seeing him. Clean before my Lord I stand, and in me not one blemish does he see. When I all my burdens on him, he washed them all from me. Oh, why do you wait so long to learn such a living song?
Before my Lord, Honeytree. And that's what happens when you trust in the love of God. You get a clean heart. You know, I never actually counted the number of songs I've played. Over 300 episodes. Sometimes I need to be reminded of the artist or song. But for over 50 years, they've been stored in the Jesus Solid Rock Library. The name came from the first Christian radio show I did on over 100 radio stations called Jesus Solid Rock. and when I was live on my local rock radio station 23 years, I didn't call it a classic because at the time it wasn't.
Hi, this is Chuck Gerard. Congratulations to Full Circle Jesus Music with Jerry Bryant and their 300th episode. That's a lot of episodes. Taking you back to where it all began.
Chuck Gerard, founding leader of Love Song, from his debut solo album on the Good News record label. Now, interestingly, I used that song on the 200th episode of Full Circle as well. You know, I never realized so many years ago I would help pioneer today's CCM music. I just wanted to play the music that was speaking to me. I promoted Christian concerts with many artists because I wanted others to hear the message. That's all. It was never about making money or a living. Most of the artists back then felt the same way. They didn't want to be a superstar. Before the business of Christian music took over, making money on concerts and recordings became a focus, at least somewhat. The motivation for Jesus to be lifted up, for people to follow him, and for those followers to be encouraged and learn how to worship and be equipped to share their lives with others. That was the focus. Some might think that to look back on that type of focus is nostalgia, but consider this. Looking back to an ancient path, a foundational truth, could be mercy. He lets us start all over again. You know, in history, according to the ancient Greek writer and historian Herodotus, 300 Spartans resisted 1 million Persian invaders during the Battle of Thermopylae, 480 BC, which became the subject of a Warner Brothers historical action movie you may have seen. The Spartan culture teaches us the importance of acting with integrity, upholding our values, even when it's difficult. By doing so, we can earn the trust and respect of others and create a more just and equitable society. Your values can be different from mine, but what is more important is to have them. I think I read this in Life Hack, something of a guideline. Thinking of the Spartans' training and mental toughness teaches us the importance of being prepared, staying focused. The Spartans maintained their discipline even in the face of overwhelming odds, knowing they had a job to do, a calling, if you will. They embraced their strengths, knowing it was important to stay disciplined and build resilience. Now, those principles are the ones that have kept me going on the show during the times when it seemed no one was listening, no one supporting the show. But I'm not alone, because over the years, many others have tried to keep the memory of early Jesus music alive. Like this recording, a project called Jesus Music Again, from my good friends Alex McDougall, formerly from Daniel Amos, Bob Bennett, and Bill Batstone. They took early Jesus music songs from various artists, rewrote and re-recorded, giving us fresh expressions of some of those early great songs. What a privilege to be part of remembering early Jesus music on Full Circle. All of these episodes. Well, back to the project, Jesus Music Again. Here's my friends with a great song. Do you remember who wrote this song? I can tell you. A song that really is so simple, but so much our testimony. How Jesus invaded our lives back in the days of the Jesus Revolution. Well, here's a song I think you would know for sure. Written by Walter Hawkins. Such a simple song, but it says it best. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. When Jesus washed my sins away. From the project, Jesus Music Again. As we kind of finish the first half of this episode 300 of Full Circle Jesus Music. Stay tuned.
Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. When Jesus washed. When Jesus washed. Jesus washed, He washed my sins away. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus
washed.
Oh, when He washed.
Jesus washed,
He washed my sins away.
Oh, it was a happy day.
He taught me how to watch, fight and pray.
Day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus walked.
When Jesus walked.
Oh, when Jesus walked.
When Jesus walked.
When my Jesus walked.
When Jesus walked.
He washed my sins away. It was a happy day. Happy day. It was a
Alex McDougall, Bob Bennett, Billy Batstone. Oh, happy day. On Full Circle.
Your love was right on time. Your love was right on time.
This is Glenn Kaiser from Resurrection Band. I want to wish my friend Jerry Bryant congratulations and to Full Circle Jesus Music with Jerry Bryant and their 300th episode. Whoa, taking you back to where it all began.
From the Windy City of Chicago, Glenn and Wendy Kaiser and Resurrection Band. One of the first Christian rock bands I booked over the years. And featured on my Jesus Solid Rock radio show in Carbondale, Illinois. Now, some people did have a problem with the emergence of a harder sound, but it was part of the transitioning of this musical genre that influenced so many over the years that formed today's contemporary Christian music. And I was there. And this 300th special episode just shows a bit of the musical tapestry from that era, featured on over 50 years of my Christian programming. I've got countless tapes and cassettes and albums of my early shows leading up to Full Circle, and only time keeps me from dragging those memories out to share. What a marvelous time. The Jesus Revolution, you may have seen the movie, but it's true. I think it's going to happen again. The signs all over the world are ripe for a renewal, a revival, a restoration, a movement, if you will. So many crying out for help, so many crying out for love, that only Jesus Christ can bring to us when we say yes to Him. Here's Paul Clark and a friend from his 1974 album on Sunrise Mercantile, album called Come Into His Presence. Songs from the Savior, Volume 3, on Full Circle.
Thank you. Hi, this is Paul Clark. I just want to congratulate Jerry Bryant at Full Circle Jesus Music. You know, I remember when I came to Jerry's Coffee House in Carbondale, Illinois, in the beginning. That's where it all began.
That's right, Paul. 50 years ago plus. He'll do the same. Paul Clark and friends. And did you perhaps recognize the special friend with the remarkable electric guitar? None other than Phil Keaky. He'll do the same. Paul Clark on Full Circle's 300th episode. This is Jerry Bryant, and as I recall, while Jesus Music groups were forming and recording, a few record companies back then didn't have the money or staff to crank out the albums folks were hungry for. Maranatha Music had the great idea to record compilation albums featuring songs from up-and-coming artists. Those that had successful followings were soon signed with independent contracts. Others had at least a song recorded and put into the system. And there were some songs that didn't make it on a solo album and were included in the compilation. This next artist held her own and became one of the most loved female artists of the time. After her Maranatha Music debut of Blame It on the One I Love in 1978.
Depend on
I'll Just Depend on Him, Kelly Willard, off the Maranatha Music 7 compilation, released in 1980. You might recall earlier on in the show, I talked about the episode 300 and its significance, and reflected on the 300 Spartans who resisted 1 million Persian invaders. But there's also a story of 300 that remained to fight with Gideon, a story in Judges chapter 7 of those who had the prudence to kneel on one knee and take water with one hand, still on the alert to the enemy, versus the ones who got down on both knees, put their heads in the water and lapped like a dog. The desire for water overcame the caution they should have had, and they were sent home, and only the 300 remained to fight the battle. So how did I keep going to reach 300 episodes? God taught me the importance of being prepared for the long haul, and He's given me grace to stay focused. There was a job to do. Not a great radio announcer, I just embraced my strengths, stayed focused, and stuck with it. Over the years, I've chosen to use songs from artists of my day based on the truth of the message. Now, some of those artists have moved away from the truth. I'm not called to be their judge. That's between them and God. And their decision doesn't invalidate the message of that song they recorded and once sang. Others have judged me because of some secular artist whose song I played. How could that man be a Christian? But again, the power of truth and light cannot be overshadowed by darkness. You see, love can cause you to be like that. Love for the one who created me and saved me and sustains me daily. I just decided to stay fully surrendered to Jesus after all these years.
Our Father in heaven, holy is your name. May your kingdom come, may your will be done, in earth and in heaven, both the same. For there is no other kingdom, there is no other throne. O Father in heaven, all power and glory are yours alone. Yours alone, they're yours alone. Yours alone. Grant us bread to eat this day. And as we forgive, take our sins away. Oh. And save us from these trying days, from the fruit of our evil ways. A heart of flesh for a heart of stone, to sing the praise that is yours alone. All the power, all the glory, yours alone.
Hi, this is Bob Bennett. I want to congratulate Jerry Bryant for reaching 300 episodes of Full Circle Jesus Music, taking you back to where it all began.
Aw, thanks, Bob. One of the kindest troubadours in CCM, my friend Bob Bennett. From The Lord of the Past, a compilation, 1989 by Bob Bennett, his fourth release and only true official greatest hits compilation, including four new songs. And that release reached the 30th position on Billboard Magazine's Top Contemporary Christian Chart in 1990. The song featured Michelle Wagner on background, Gary Lunn, Jerry McPherson on bass and electric guitar, and Reed Arvin on keyboards. On this 300th episode of Full Circle, I just have to play one of the best known of the songs written by Keith and Melody Green. Over the past episodes, I've shared my memories of living with them at Last Days Community in Woodland Hills, California. Keith was my matchmaker because my wife, Cindy, was the first person to move into their house. And as that community grew, Keith needed someone to pastor the group when he was traveling on the concert circuit. I was picked. And what a wild ride! I'll never forget. I was privileged to have recorded the only copy of a song called Jesus Commands Us to Go in May of 1978 at a Jesus Solid Rock concert, which was produced posthumously for a later release. With greatest fondness for the Lord, the late Keith Green, on our 300th episode, O Lord, You're Beautiful.
Oh, Lord, You're beautiful. Your face is all I seek. For when Your eyes are on this child, Your grace abounds to me.
I want to take Your word and shine.
to me. Oh, Lord, you're beautiful.
Thanks for listening. Until next time, keep your eyes to the sky. Let your light shine. This is Jerry Bryant. Full Circle's recorded in the Jesus Solid Rock Studios in Nashville, Tennessee. Full Circle is a JSR production.
This is Full Circle.